Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess Reverend Elizabeth on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
And welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the Sacred Divergence Radio's 42nd episode. 42 weeks and counting. My goodness, it's been such a long and wild and mysterious ride for all of us here on Spiritual Unity Radio Network. It's been wonderful coming to you for the last 42 weeks, and we are here once again. And tonight we have a special guest with us, Lord Onyx, Chuck Chapman. Hello, my dear. How are you?
I am always well, Lady Elizabeth. Thank you very much for having me on. You know, you were talking about how it was such a wonderful and mysterious ride. It's like the magical mystery tour.
Yes, yes, indeed. It's always a mystery. Like, what's going to happen next on Liz's show?
Well, see, I figured it like this, you know. We try to get out there, and we try to, you know, we're really not in competition with anyone, and people who may think we are, that's not true, but it's just, it's one of those, if somebody wants to know what we're doing and they're trying to pre-plan what we're doing and everything, we have a very unique way of making sure nobody knows what we're going to do next.
Uh-huh.
Because if we don't know what we're going to do next, there's no way in the world they're going to figure it out.
Exactly, exactly. And that's how I love operate. I love operate such content. I love it. 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 So I think I just want to start out by saying that, you know, lately I've had a really hard time at work, and, you know, this just gives me the opportunity to break out of my shell and to do what I want to do. And I just wanted to thank every one of my listeners for being here for me through thick and thin. I know I can count on all of you, and it's just been a blast. And, of course, we have Chris in the chat room. Hello to Chris, 1413, in the chat room. And, of course, we have yourself in there, too, and myself. And it's kind of a quiet evening tonight. I don't know exactly what we're going to talk about.
You have to remember that, first of all, if you're out there listening and you're not in the chat room, if you have the ability to get in the chat room, get in there.
Yeah.
blogtalkradio.com/CERN. You'll need a Blog Talk Radio account if you don't have one already. And they're really well priced. You know, you can't beat it. They're free. So get a free account, come in here so you can chat with us in the chat room. You can listen, and some people do listen in, through other venues. If you click on the Facebook link, one of the links will just open up the player on Facebook and you can listen. The other link will bring you into blogtalkradio.com/CERN and you can get in the chat room. It's wonderful if you listen, no matter which way you listen, try to get into the chat room. If you go into the TuneIn Radio website or one of the applications, if you log in to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network during a live broadcast, you'll hear the live broadcast. If you log into it after or between broadcasts, the last broadcast will automatically play from the archives.
Cool.
Now, you can go back and check those. You know, you can stop if you don't want to listen. If you don't want to listen to the last broadcast and you want to go back to some of the other broadcasts that we've had over the time that we've been on the air, we've been on the air since midsummer of last year. A lot of episodes there because we're there. We're here 7 nights a week. There's only been 2 nights that we did not have a show. One of those nights was planned, and one of those nights was thrust upon us by Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We love you too.
Yes, and Lady Elizabeth, that was your show that got thrust on us to go dark, if
yes.
you remember.
That was the first episode. I do remember very well. I was very perturbed and
that
very
was the
upset.
First, that was the first episode, the first time you tried to get Mama Gnome on from Tea House of the Goddess. That was a frustrating evening, and believe me, Blog Talk Radio heard about it.
I remember listening to you typing away at them.
I think I had about 5 or 6 of them ducking for cover by the time I got done with them.
Well, good.
Hopefully that won't happen again. Now, the other time that we went dark through our own choice was, I believe it was New Year's Eve. It might have been in the New Year's Eve or – no, it wasn't Christmas Eve because I was here on Christmas Eve. On New Year's Eve of last year, we decided to go dark. So that everybody here at the network could spend time with their loved ones over the turning of the secular year. But that's the only other time that we've been dark. 7 nights a week, we've had a show, at least one. Now, some of those shows were rebroadcasts, but not a whole lot of them. Not a whole lot of them. We've been going strong, and we continue to go strong, and hopefully we'll continue to go strong. But, we're here because of our listeners.
We
do this because of the listeners.
We don't get paid for this. So this is all volunteer.
Yeah.
And, I wish I would get paid for it. That would be awesome. I would be, living it up, man.
Yeah,
35 grand a year to do one night a week. Heck, yeah.
And doing what we love to do.
Yep.
That's not work. That's
calling.
Fun with pay.
This is a calling. This is not just for any Tom, Dick, or Harry to take up on their own and, go out and do. It takes a lot of work, and it takes talent. You have to be on your game. You have to know how to run the boards if you don't have an engineer for yourself. It takes a lot. It takes a team. A team effort, I would say.
Oh, yeah. It does
run a network like this. Yeah.
It does take a team.
And you yourself... are behind the scenes all the time doing this and that and the other thing for the network too. So thank you too for all the effort that you put in, Onyx. You are wonderful. You are a blessing.
Well, thank you very much. And everybody on this team, everybody on the team is an integral part of the team. No one single person on this team is less important than the other because this is a strong chain. And the old saying is, the chain's only as strong as its weakest link. This is a strong chain. This is a strong chain. So read between the lines. Even our weakest link is amazingly strong.
Yes.
So, we've got a good team here, and I would like to see it continue. We've got a good mission statement. We've got a good vision statement. All manifestations of the divine are equally valid. I believe that. Even though you and I both are members of the High Priesthood of the Corellian tradition, that's core theology for the Corellian tradition as well, that the divine will come to each of us in a way that's best for us to understand at the time.
Yes, that's very true.
So even the Corellian tradition and you and I both toe the line very distinctly on that. Even that fits within the vision statement of the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.
Totally.
So I think it's a good fit. I think it's a good fit. We've got a couple of people. Well, we've got one person, one host that is not specifically Corellian. There's not Corellian here. Well, a host and a co-host. And from talking to them and understanding from them, they're a member of the team. They support that vision statement as well. One of our William on Monday nights, he's Corellian, he's out of court Corellian. His show doesn't target Corellianism at all. It's archaeology and the archaeology and anthropology and all this. If anybody is interested in that, get in there. You know, get in there and listen to him. He's got a lot of good things to say. You know, we try. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Liz, but the only show that we have on the network right now that is specifically sponsored from a, or not sponsored, but produced through a Corellian organization would be my show on Saturday night, LCO on BTR.
Yes, I think that's true. I think that would be a valid statement.
Yeah,
although,
I mean,
my show has a distinctly Corellian bent because I am a Corellian priestess first and foremost.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. But it's produced through, you know, Liz Hamilton Media.
Right.
Now, obviously, that's going to have a Corellian flavor because you are dyed-in-the-wool Corellian.
Uh-huh.
But,
10 years, baby.
Yeah, exactly. Who it's produced through, Liz Hamilton Media, is not specifically Corellian. It's specifically Liz, who happens to be Corellian. So,
that's,
you know,
I guess, say.
And I guess the reason I'm saying this is for people to understand that even though this network is loaded heavily Corellian, it is not specifically Corellian. We all believe that vision statement. All manifestations of the divine are equally valid. There's been some rumble, I guess, that I've heard in some of the Facebook places that CERN is Corellian, and I've had to correct them. No, it's not. It just happens to have Corellians on board.
Right.
And the
it just
Corellian
happens to be owned by a Corellian.
Yeah, it happens to be owned by a Corellian, but that doesn't make it a Corellian network because, you know,
right.
the vision statement of the network happens to be very, very similar and encompass what the part of the core theology of the Corellian tradition is.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, it's not all Corellian, but the Corellian core theology is encompassed in the vision statement of the network. So I think it works well. It gives, you know, people ask, well, why don't you have more non-Corellian shows? Well, if we had no more non-Corellian hosts that believed our vision statement and our mission statement and would get in touch with me and we could develop a show, then we certainly could put you on.
Yeah,
but,
most definitely.
You know,
like we had there for a while Bear in the Empty Tomb.
Absolutely. Christian. It was a Christian show. At the time that he was on, he towed the line too and said he believed the same statement. He, you know, he was Christian, but he chose his spirituality through the Christian tradition, but he understood that that's not what everybody does. So it came right in under the vision statement, the mission statement of the network. I would like to see other shows like that developed on the network. It would be nice.
And I would. It would be awesome.
You know, I mean, from a personal point of view, I'm on 2.5 nights a week, every week. You know, I host Wednesday night, I host Saturday night, and I co-host with our owner, Terry, on Thursday night. So I've got 2.5 shows a week that I'm committed to. It would be really nice to pull in another show so that I could drop one of those shows.
Yes,
and
give you a little bit of a break.
Absolutely. So anybody out there in the listening audience, if you believe the vision statement, the mission statement of the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, and you have something to say, and you have the technology to be able to do this, all you need for technology is a good, solid internet connection and a computer. You can run it through Skype, which we do. You can run it through Direct Connect, which directly connects to the microphone of your computer. Or you can call in on a phone. And I would prefer, although it's not necessary, I would prefer you call into the deck to host through a landline phone because there's less sound warble there. But that's not necessarily absolutely necessary. So if you've got the technology out there and you've got something to say, and you believe our vision statement and our mission statement that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid, and you want to talk to me as the manager and develop about developing a show, email me at surn.org@gmail.com and let me know. And obviously, me not being the owner, Terry will be involved in the decision-making process because, you know, he throws the money at the network. But if we can develop the show to standard within underneath the CERN umbrella, Terry will be involved in helping develop it, and I'm pretty sure he'll say go, you know, because he wants to see the network develop as well. Yeah, if you're out there listening, you got something to say, let me know. I'll work with
Come
you.
Come on never in done, and join the fun.
That's it. If you've never done broadcasting like this before, no worries. Everybody has to start somewhere.
That's right.
This is a platform to get your words out there. Mm-hmm. Years ago, didn't you?
I started years ago with Pagans Tonight Radio Network, and I was on 3 or 4 shows over there, and I loved it. I had a blast. And then I came on over here with my new show, and it's just been going so strong. I can't believe we're at the 42nd episode already. Time has just flown since last midsummer. I can't believe it's been since last midsummer already.
Yeah,
can you believe we're almost halfway through the year already?
Yeah,
it's month four, people.
Yeah.
This year is just flying by. I mean, what the heck? Where'd time go? Time is missing.
Yeah, we got our anniversary coming up. Yeah, we've got our anniversary coming up not too long for here on Spiritual Unity Radio Network. You know, you mentioned PTRN, Pagans Tonight Radio Network, and getting started there. That's where I started broadcasting as well.
Really? With who?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't remember you over there.
The Pagan Priest Show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I started out as a panelist on the Pagan Priest Show.
I remember that now. Yeah. Hmm?
Absolutely.
And then they phased it out. Yeah, I remember that.
They phased it out. But that's where I started broadcasting, and then when Pagans Tonight, for whatever reason, it had run its course, or whatever reason management decided that it was time for Pagan Priest Show to go away, to come off the shelf. You know, it had, you know, shows have a shelf life, and I understand that.
Uh-huh.
And they decided that, you know, it was time for Pagan Priest to come off the shelf. There wasn't really anything else there that was available for me to move into. So I launched Lady of the Circle in the Oaks, or LCO on BTR, as a separate station. I didn't have the funding to go anything more than 30 minutes a night, really late at night. So we were operating 30 minutes a night on Saturday night, starting at 11 o'clock at night. And we went that way for a while. And then Terry Power, the one that owns SURN, Spiritual Unity, we were talking, and he goes, hey, let's do this. And I'm like, hey, I'm with you. And the way it works out is, you know, he's the chief blowhard in money bags, and I manage the station. So it works well. It works well. You know, he's dumped his money into it, and the team works well for right now, you know, and we can always talk about it. We can only talk about it in the present tense.
Yes.
We can always talk about it, or past tense and present tense. We don't know where it's going in the future. But hopefully, you know, we can hold the rivets together for a while.
Onward and upward. That's what I say. Onward and upward.
That's it. You know, absolutely. We'll see what happens. And, you know, stick around. You know, we don't know where we're going. We don't know where we're going.
We sure don't, but it's going to be a wild ride if I know me.
Well, between your brand to crazy and my brand to crazy,
Look out, people.
Yeah, I don't know if we should tell everybody, you know, watch or hide and watch.
Well, if you have anything to hide, you better hide it, because I'm liable to find it.
That's it.
That's all I got to say. That's my caveat to this whole thing. I'm liable
that's
to find it,
it
whether I
that's
want
it.
To find it or not. Because I'm just lucky that way. I stumble upon things that I don't want to see and I don't want to know about all the time.
Oh, yeah, me too. And
oh, man.
sometimes I have to fight, you know, and I have teeth marks on my tongue daily.
Yes. Yes. Same here. Same here. Every day, teeth marks on my tongue. Oh, yeah. So, speaking of our own brand of crazy, the moon is shining brightly somewhere beyond the clouds at about its halfway mark, or a little less than halfway at this point, I guess, according to this moon calendar that I'm looking at. And do we have any particular brand of magic that we like to do at the half of the moon? I mean, you know, we have our full moon magic and our new moon magic, but is there any magic for the dark, for the waning half of the moon? I mean, it's not really something that I see a whole lot of people talk about, and I figured, you know, well, hey, we're a magician-type show, so why not talk about magic a little bit?
Well, anything that you can, any type of magic or the types of magic that you would do after crest of the full in the waning phase, you know, the full moon proper, the night of the full moon, anything from that past that point in the waning phase is still absolutely proper during the last quarter. You know, anything dealing with going away or diminishing or vanishing, all that stuff. Yes, anything like that is absolutely proper still at the last quarter. The only caveat there is if it's a longer engagement, then you probably should have started it right after the crest of the full when we went into waning, because at that point you've got 2 weeks for the energy to work its way through.
But this requires us to pay attention.
You still got a week, you know. At last quarter, you still got a week before dark moon. So you still, anything, any small tasks, and when I say small, I don't mean in importance, but in energy needed to make it happen.
Right.
It's still absolutely appropriate as the last quarter. Just, you know, and yes, we if we're going to use the moon, the moon phase is in conjunction with our spellcraft. We have to pay attention. And a lot of people, I might step on some toes here out there in radio land, and this is this is Onyx. You know, you should come anytime I'm talking, you should wear your steel-toed shoes. But if you're going to use the moon, people, if you're going to use the moon cycles to tie in with your spellcraft, you need to be in tune with the moon cycles yourself. That does not mean look at your. That means get your happy butt out there at night.
You are breaking up, my friend.
Then get your happy butt out there at night and talk to her. You know, get out underneath her light. Commune with her. Get a feel for her energy. Get a feel for those tides. Get a feel for the way the energy moves and runs at different times of the month. Just, you know, it's not enough just to click on your app and go, well, what phase are we in? What do we, you know, I want to do this at this phase. That's not enough. Now, I'm not saying that you have to use the moon cycles, but if you're going to use the phases of the moon, you need to be in touch with her yourself. Same thing if you're going to use the solar cycles, you need to be in touch with the solar cycle. It's not enough to go, oh, I'll look outside and go, oh, well, I see the butterflies and I see, you know, flowers blooming, so it must be spring. You need to be out in it and experience it. Because remember that magic is driven by emotion.
Yes.
And if you're not emotionally attached, if you were not emotionally attached, then you might as well be chanting pretty words. It's not going to work. You have to be emotionally attached. You know, chanting pretty language or arcane language or whatever is not what magic's about. Magic is about feeling and emotion and drive and intent and knowledge. You know, it's not enough to even if you have the knowledge of what you want, you know, how to make it happen, and even if you have the intent, and even if you have the emotion behind it, if you don't absolutely believe that last sentence, "As I will, so mote it be," if you don't absolutely know that to be true, it's not going to work. Not going to work. So mote it be. What does mote mean? So must it be. As I will,
so must it be.
It has no other choice. It will happen. And you have to know that. If you know that what you say will happen, your magic's going to work a lot better.
Yep.
And that takes me back to another one of my soapboxes, which is word is their bond.
Yes.
If you tell somebody you're going to do something, you better do it.
You better make sure that you have the time to do it and the resources to do it and the money to do it, and you better go out and do it because, you know, a person, you know, fool me once, shame on me, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me. That's my philosophy.
And absolutely. And it even goes deeper than that. It goes deeper than that, especially for those on the magical path. If you are subconsciously aware that when you give your word, if you say something's going to happen, it may or may not happen, depending on circumstances, then what's that tell your subconscious and your higher conscious when you utter those words, "As I will, so must it be"? It's going to be, "Oh, well, if I get around to it." No.
Right.
A witch's word is their bond. It's more than integrity. It's about spellcraft as well. Because if you don't keep your word in the mundane, you're not going to keep your word in the magical. You have to stand by your word. So be careful about how you give your word.
In the chat room, we have Gemini Moon. Hello there, dear, and welcome to the show. And we have Shanak. Hello, Shanak. Nice to see you again,
Shanak.
My dear. Our favoritist, Shanak.
Yes, she's a darling.
Yes, she is. She's a very, very darling. One of my students, my good students.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder where my other student is at tonight. Apu Agama, he's usually in here. I bet he's sleeping.
Well,
it's really early
If you remember, Apu also hosts the show Peace Prayer Journey over on International Pagan Radio.
Yes.
Which I manage as well. And I got a message from him not too long ago. Remember that he's in Riyadh.
Yes.
And the conflict over in Yemen right now is causing a lot of trouble with internet connectivity in Riyadh.
Oh, yes, that's right. I remember this.
So
now.
That might be what's going on. Yeah, I know he's he had trouble getting the new episode to me for IPR. He did get it there. So any of you out there who listen to the International Pagan Radio and you look forward to hearing Apu's Peace Prayer Journey, the new episode will be up tomorrow. It'll be broadcast on time tomorrow. So he did get it to me. But last week, I believe it was last week, we had to run a rebroad in his time slot because he was not able to get us the episode. He was not able to get me the episode because of the internet connectivity. And for anybody out there that loves to listen to him like I do, he extends his apologies. But it was outside of his control. He was, in fact, the episode that is broadcast tomorrow, which if I'm not mistaken is Barbados. I don't quote me on that, but I believe it's Peace Prayer Journey Barbados. It's his 7th episode, and he sent that to me through a mobile phone link. He uploaded it over a data connection. That's how dedicated the young man is. He was able to get a strong enough data connection to be able to upload that episode to me by data connection, not by internet. So he's doing everything he can over there to stay connected. So our prayers go out to Apu Admanagama. And, you know, we're full support for his safety and his well-being.
Of course, as always.
He does amazing work with the Peace Prayer Journey and the Peace Shrine and all that stuff. He does amazing work. I'm one of his biggest fans, and I hope he realizes that. He's an amazing young man, and I thank all the powers that be that I could even be associated with a man like that.
Yes, and, you know, I am very honored to be his teacher, that he chose me to be his teacher of all the high priesthood in the Karelian tradition.
Mm.
You know, he came to me and he's like, Lady Elizabeth, will you teach me? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you teach me? Sure.
I
know, right?
What
can I teach you? You are so wise in your own right. What can I teach you? And, you know, I find that in this student-teacher journey that we're on together, there is so much that he teaches me, too. It's not just a one-way street, people. When you go into a student-teacher relationship with somebody, it's a two-way street, definitely. You know, I get as much from him as he gets from me, if not more on some days, I feel.
And that's the way it should be with any mentor-student relationship, in my opinion. You know, out of all the people that I've mentored over the years, there's not been a single one that I haven't learned from. You know, I thank the heavens, I thank the gods, that for each one of those students. And yeah, for Apu Admonagama to come to you and go, Lady Liz, please, that's an honor. I would consider that an honor too, because he's an amazing young man. But yeah, I agree with you that our students teach us as much as we teach them. And that's what the golden part about, that's one of the golden parts about, you know, our faith group is that we can learn from each other.
Yes.
You know, we may be a little bit further down the road in our walk, in this specific, you know, function of our walk, in this tradition of, you know, in this tradition, but that has nothing to do with the amount of wisdom that comes from the students. Point in case, Apu is a wonderfully wise man. And, you know, what you can teach him, you can teach him the tradition. You can teach him how we do things as Karelians.
Mm-hmm.
He can teach you and, you know, all of us his outflowing warmth and love toward everyone. And that's an amazing thing, you know? So yeah, it's absolutely symbiotic, as it should be. Yeah.
And apparently Shanok cannot hear the program. Oh no. Oh, that's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that, Shanok. I hope that you can listen to this show in the archives. It's a really, really awesome show in our 42nd program here. And I just wanted to let everybody know that you were listening to the Sacred Divergence Radio. Our mandatory little station ID here. You're listening to Sacred Divergence Radio on the one and only Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And so we have a bunch of people in the chat room now. Yay! They're all done watching Game of Thrones. Woohoo! I am not going to watch Game of Thrones at all after the Red Wedding. It was horrible. Oh my gosh. And I will never watch Game of Thrones again. That is the latest rant from Lady Liz. Oh, goodness. Okay, so I want to play a song or two. And I have one that I've never heard of from the Bone Poets Orchestra called Walls Are Falling. So I think we're going to take a little break here. And I'm going to put us both on mute, and then we're going to listen to Walls Are Falling by Bone Poets Orchestra. And we'll be back in about 6 minutes, folks. Thank you for listening so much.
Thank you. green man of the spring. Thank the goddess of harvest. Thanks to the fallen king. The three men from the west, their fortunes for to try. And they did all agree, John Barleycorn must die. Oh, wicker man, oh, wicker man, like a mighty god you stand. You are guardian of our land. Take our prayers, oh, wicker man, oh, wicker man.
Like a mighty God.
goodness, and that was Castalia Alexandrian with Hearn. And before that, you heard Bone Poets Orchestra, Walls Are Falling. Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening now to Sacred Divergence Radio on the one and only Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And we're glad to be back, and we have our special guest, Reverend Onyx, with us today. And we've been talking up a storm about this and that and the other thing. And if you haven't heard the whole show, you can catch us in the archives. With every episode, you can go to bit.ly/SDR episode and then the episode number. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 12, 26, 42, etc. I have it all there for you. Say again?
Hike. Oh, I thought you were calling out.
Hike, yes.
Oh. Yeah, I thought you were calling out. I thought you were calling out football, you know.
You are a knee slapper, my friend. You are a knee slapper.
But yup. But a bunch.
Yup. But a bunch. Yeah. Oh, it's all great fun here on Sacred Divergence Radio. So we were talking about moon magic.
And that goes.
And, go ahead.
That goes, you know, the finding the archives. You can find the archives for not only Lady Elizabeth's show, but you guys can find the archives for all the shows. You can come here to the blogtalkradio.com/CERN, look on demand episodes, and you can page back through all of them. Or all of our episodes are ported over to the iTunes store, and there are free podcast download there. You can also find all of the archives on the TuneInRadio.com or the TuneIn Radio apps for both the Android and the iDevices. You can find us anywhere. Go back and listen to some of the episodes, get a feel if you're new to listening, or if you've been here a while and missed some episodes, go back and listen to them. If you like what you hear, let everybody else know we're here. If you don't like what you hear, you know, you can always send your moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments over to us at surn.org@gmail.com. Got ideas for show topics for Lady Liz or for any of our hosts, let us know. You know, we're here
yep.
for you guys. What
we
do you
totally
want to hear?
Are. Tell us. There's only one way we can know. We are not mind readers, contrary to popular belief.
Well, some of us are, but it's considered rude. So.
Well, I have never encountered a mind reader, so.
I'm just joking.
And, okay, so we have 10 minutes of the show left, give or take. And I guess, what else do we want to talk about? I mean, we've talked about a little bit of this and a little bit of that tonight. And I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm out of it. What do you want to talk about? Anybody in the chat room have anything they want to shout out to me? Give me a shout out, please, and I guess I'll just run into my little spiel here.
Before you roll into your sign-off spiel, you know, we've got Shinox here. He's talking about some of her favorite songs from SJ. If you'd like to roll a song from SJ before you do your sign-off, that'd be great.
Okay, we can roll out that song. Yeah. Hold on, I can find
it. Do we have Cheshire Kitty?
I think we do.
I'm looking for it. I'm partial.
Yeah,
to
I know we
Kitty.
Have. I know we have him to Hearn. We do not have Cheshire Kitten, but I can guarantee you by next week we will because I have all of her music. Let me try to upload it now. In fact, let me see if I can get to that, and maybe we can play that as we go out.
Okay.
Because, you know, we have a two-hour, it's technically a two-hour time slot, but I just go a one-hour show because 2 hours is a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, it can be. But it's good to have that hour buffer there.
Yes.
You know, in case we get to chatting about something on our shows, that we don't have to watch the clock so tightly that,
exactly.
You know, we have to wind down prematurely on any topic. You know, I've gone on over sometimes. You've gone over sometimes, and all of our hosts have gone over time to time. And it's really good to have that. Really good to have that buffer.
Indeed. Okay, and I can upload. Where'd it go? What's it called? Oh, man, it's not on this. Oh, crap.
I forget which album it's on.
I can't remember either.
I have it, but it's on my other deck. It's on my other computer. I'm on my 2-in-1 tonight. So if I was on my desktop, I could just, you know, click over there and throw it. Well, actually, no, I couldn't because I'm not logged into the CERN side. We'll make sure for all our listeners, we'll make sure that Cheshire Kitten is up there for Lady Elizabeth next week. Either she or I will make sure it's up there.
Yes, it
will be there by next week.
I'm gonna put it on your shoulders because actually, I don't even think I have it downloaded. I thought I had all of her stuff downloaded, but I probably didn't get the chance to unpack it yet from its packages, you know, the little zip file things.
Yeah.
So I will rest that on your shoulders, my dear. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness, for taking care of me. And I wanted to let everybody know about the April silent auction going on for the Karelian Nativist tradition of Wicca. And you can find out more by going to Karelian.com. And clicking on the silent auction link on the left-hand bar there. And I'm trying to look for it and make sure it's up there. And if it's not, then I'm going to have to go and...
And while you're doing that, I'll let people know what the silent auction is all about. The silent auction is something that we do twice a year. And what it does is it helps the tradition fund. It's biannual. It's twice a year we do a large get together for the tradition called the Lustration. One is Lustration of the Living, and one is Lustration of the Ancestors. And it's hosted through the CNT fundraising department, and it helps defer some of the cost for hosting that event. I don't think I have seen it yet since I've been around and been watching that it was able to defer all of the costs. A lot of that cost is absorbed by the temple that is hosting. So especially if you're Karelian, and we, you know, please get in there and support this silent auction. And even if you're not Karelian, we would really appreciate it to help defer the cost of this get-togethers, because these get-togethers are central to what we do as a tradition. So if you're a friend of the tradition, if you like what we're doing and you'd like to help out, if you don't want to be officially a part of the tradition but you like what we're doing, then, you know, get in there to the silent auction and give a bump. You know, every little bit helps.
Yes, indeed. And the internet portion of the silent auction will be available until Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. And then all of the items will then be on display during the Lustration weekend at San Antonio, Texas, for in-person silent auction until Saturday, April 25th. So if you are there at the Lustration, oh my gosh, I hope you guys win. And good luck to all the bidders and all that good stuff. There's a lot of stuff this time around. There's a Celtic Designs Brannan belt. There's a Raven wall plaque. There's a glass runes in a box. There's a dragon pen knife. We have Tibetan oracle. We have a hand-crocheted Navajo pattern blanket. We have a series of books for Call of the Sacred Drum, Volumes 1, 2, and 3. We have dream beads up for bidding. We have a water and air necklace. We have a dragon wall decor with athame. There is a temple or shrine custom patch which my beloved Alyssa Maxon Kemp, High Priestess, makes herself. And you can submit your design to her if you win, and she will make you a custom design patch. They're really, really awesome. Go on to Karelian.com/silentauctionspring2015.html to see two examples of her patch and see all these other items that I'm listing. We have Women's Spirit magazines. We have a $50 gift certificate to Call of the Sacred Drum Emporium. We have an Egyptian goddess Bastet Bass statue. And we have an organic gardening book. We have a pentacle tree ornament. We have a second degree book for the Karelian Nativist tradition of Wicca. We have a tie-dye skirt with a belt. We have a prayer cord for peace. We have a blue pottery conch shell. We have the Hermetic Tarot, a Karelian tradition stole. There are two of them, actually, and there's a white one and a purple one. So if you need your stole, you can go there and bid. We have a pewter ankh. We have Courtney Davis moon earrings. Transform Your Life Through Handwriting, a book, or something of that nature. We have a dream catcher journal. We have the Buddhist Om pendant with a cord. We have crystal clusters and four large crystal points. We have magic power language symbol book. We have archetype cards. We have nine dream catcher kits. A pumpkin witch candle holder. A pewter goddess pentacle and pendant. An Asian-styled ankh necklace. An aromatherapy book. A pumpkin witch votive holder, which is very, very adorable. A moon and stars perfume / potion bottle. A flower and tree magic book. The Golden Dawn book. Five large crystals. A pewter fairy pendant and cord. A triple moon goddess pendant with cord. A hand-woven tarot bag. It says number one of two. And yes, there is another one. And that's all we have there. So, my goodness, that's a lot. That's like 44 items there for you guys to bid on. And, you know, if you can't find something there that you would like to bid on, maybe you can consider searching around through your items, your magical and witchy and metaphysical neo-pagan items that you might have in your house, and consider donating them to this auction, because all these items are donated from people just like you. You know, it's the everyday people that make this happen. And without you, we could not do the silent auction.
Are they still accepting items for the silent auction this time around?
Not
or are they
this
closed
time around.
This time?
There's one every six months.
Yeah, twice a year. So yeah, look around. You know, if you can't find something to bid on, then look around. Like Lady Elizabeth was saying, look around. You know, some of those things that you haven't touched for 6, 7, 8, 10 months, and you know, it's a good cause. It's a really good cause to help defer the cost for these lustrations. You know, I guess I'm specifically talking to the Karelians out there, but also to the non-Karelians. If you want to know what the Karelian tradition is all about, you want to understand what we're focused on, where we are, then go to Karelian.com and check it out. You don't have to be Karelian to agree with us. And if you do agree with us, then, you know, get in there and help if you would like. Help as you were led. And that would be great. And for those of you out there that are not led to try to get in, you know, try to bid on these things, or you're not led to donate items, maybe you'll be led to share the news of the silent auctions to other people who may be led. So even that would be wonderful. Any little thing.
So, before I do my little sign-off, we did promise an S.J. Tucker song, and I have the perfect one. It's Hymn to Hearn. This is my absolute favorite song in the whole universe. I love this song, and I don't know why. It just calls to me. I have such this wild nature heart and soul, I think. And so let's listen to this song, and then we'll do our sign-off for the night.
It is a very powerful song. I love it too.
And I thank you all for listening. You are listening to Sacred Divergence Radio. Here we go. S.J. Tucker, Hymn to Hearn.
You can say your prayers, work your rites, burn your little candle day and night. You can shimmy till dawn to the pounding drums, but you best be ready when the horn one comes, yeah. If you wake to the sound of a hunting horn, you dance a ring. It weathering storm. If the soap is tight, get your panties in a wad. Just the coming of the horn god. He will call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. Revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one. Blessed are the children of the horned one. Hey. Hunter who tracks outside of time. Guardian lord of ancient rhyme. Brother stag in the musky glen. Consort of the goddess in the woodland den. We call you forth as we make our way. Walking in your power every day. Guide us through in our hunt this night. Maybe even later in the great rite. He will call you out, make you sweat, give you a blessing that you'll never forget. So revel in the chase and let your heartbeat run. Blessed are the children of the horned one.
Love her to death. We have to get her on the show. We have to get her on the show. I keep saying this to myself. I have to contact SJ. We need to contact SJ. When should I contact SJ to come on our show and do an interview?
As soon as possible. As soon as possible. Isn't she on the road right now, though?
I think that she is, actually, on her summer tour.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a little difficult to pin her down for an hour.
I know there are
at the
risk of sounding risque, but there are quite a few people who would like to pin her down for about an hour.
Ha 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 ha. And so in the chat room, you were saying that it's an amazing sight to see those taken in while dancing that tune around a fire, and I can absolutely agree with you. I so want to do that Beltane gathering this year. I can't wait for the Beltane gathering. 15 days away. I am so psyched for it. It is a sacred sexuality event taking place in Rockford, Maryland, I think it is. I think it's somewhere around Rockford, something like that. It's at a 200-acre campground, and we get to do all kinds of cool stuff. And I can't wait to go. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be dancing and singing and drumming the whole night through. For like 5 days, and then I'm going to come home exhausted, and then I'm going to go do it again next year.
Yeah, if Beltane is done right, it takes a year to recover.
Yeah, pretty much. And this one is definitely it. I don't know, a precious angel, I don't know if I can go to the picnic yet or not. It depends on if I have a job or not. If I don't have a job and somebody can pay for my food and lodging and for me to go, I would be more than happy to go. And if I do have a job, then I might be able to take time off for it. And if I can take time off for it, I can probably even pitch in for gas. So, yay! And, of course, we're talking about the St. Louis Pagan Picnic. I believe it's the St. Louis Pagan Picnic that we're referring to, happening in St. Louis, Missouri, in the middle of the year. I think it's June or July or something like that. I can't remember off the top of my head. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so we are now at 11:05, and I am tired. And this show has successfully tired me out. So, where
it's
can people find you? Chuck, yes, it is a very good thing.
Hiding under a rock. No.
I'll look for you under every rock, I swear.
Well, you know, you keep threatening to come down, and, you know,
this
you haven't done it
true.
Yet.
I know where you live. I know where you live, relatively.
I bet
if I beat up a few bushes, I can find you.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You tell me you're coming, and I'll stand ready.
Okay.
But it's easy to find me. Ladyofthecircle.org. Ladyofthecircle.org is the website contact page for me. That's the home site for Lady of the Circle in the Oaks, which is a Corellian proto-temple in Thomasville, North Carolina. If you go to that website, you'll find email contact information for me. You'll find, if you click over to the projects tab, you'll find all the little different pies that I've got my dirty little fingers into. You'll find IPR. You'll find my shows here on CERN. You'll find the CNN iReport page. You'll find the WordPress blog that I work. You'll find all the different Facebook contact ways, and you even find a phone number. So I am easy to get in touch with. LadyOfTheCircle.org.
You're an easy lay.
I'm easy, just not cheap.
Oh, I see. Okay, so ladies, look out. He's not a cheap ride.
Actually, I'm attached at the moment, so.
Well, okay, then he's off the market. Sorry, ladies.
Yes, I am. I am off the market, but I will tell you, I don't care who you are. If you're anywhere around me and you are comfortable with it, I will flirt till the day is long. All day long, I flirt. I don't care what plumbing you have either. I will flirt. I am a dyed-in-the-wool flirt from a long way back. Even though I run very straight in my adventures, I am not above flirting with anybody.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I like that about you. I think you just gained a few more points, a few more awesome points, if that's possible. Okay, so of course, folks, I am Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton. You can find me at Elizabeth Hamilton Media over on Facebook. That's facebook.com/eHamiltonMedia. And you can also find me at Sacred Divergence Radio on Facebook. That's facebook.com/SacredDivergenceRadio. Really simple, really easy. LizHamilton88@gmail.com for all your, moans, groans, gripes, and comments, and complaints, and, you know, all that riffraff.
You're trying.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying real hard.
Moans, groans, gripes, bitches, and complaints. And compliments.
Yeah, that one. But I didn't want to curse on the air, because that's not nice. And I get in trouble for that. So you're the manager, and you can get away with stuff like that. I can't. I'm just a lowly worker here.
You're not lowly about everything, Lady Elizabeth. You are.
Okay.
You are large and in charge, and you know it.
Yes, I am. I admit it. I'm large and in charge. Now let me get the whip out and let's go to town.
As long as you hand that whip to me.
No, that's okay. I'll be handling this whip. Thank you very much. I know. I'm all talk. All right.
What's that about alligator mouth and hummingbird butt?
What? Hummingbird butt? I can fly backwards and forwards. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
All right.
We
love
to have
sign
fun
off.
With each other.
Yes, we do love to have fun. And we're going to sign off here tonight, folks. We hope you had a good time. We sure have. I'm going to go to sleep. And I hope you all have a good night, a good week, a blessed week filled with peace and love and joy and all that happy, good horse stuff.
Good night, everybody. Love always.
Blessed be. And let me find the outro. Ack, I don't have the outro ready. Ack, panicking. No outro ready. CERN Closer, here we go.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.